Morning, all. It's ironic that today is the beginning of the 3 weeks, but we have a huge simcha here in our 5-minute Mishnayos class that we are starting a new Masechta, Masechta Sukkah. And so you can ask, how do we have the right to start a new Masechta during the 3 weeks? And the answer obviously seems to be is that when it comes to the 3 weeks, we are obviously in a terribly sad time in the Jewish calendar, in Jewish history. It marks the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. These are horrible weeks. And so we say we can't be involved in shaving, we can't listen to music, we can't be involved in most things that seem to bring happiness. But the one thing that we can't live without, even though it does bring us more happiness than anything else, is that of Torah. So we are lucky, fortunate, that Chazal and God did not forbid us to learn Torah for the 3 weeks. Only on Tisha B'Av do we have a prohibition to learn Torah, but thank God we are allowed to have the simcha of learning Torah starting a new Masechta right now. So we'll start with Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So, as you can imagine, Masechta Sukkah has everything to do with the halachos of the holiday of Sukkot. So we jump right into the first Mishnah where we talk about some of the famous laws that I'm sure many of us are aware of regarding how to build the Sukkah, how high, how short, etc. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Mishnah Aleph, Sukkah shehi gavoa lemala me'esrim ama pasula. When you have a Sukkah that's more than 20 amos high, then it's going to be pasula. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's okay, it's going to be kosher. V'she'ina gavoa asara tefachim, but if you have a Sukkah that is less than 10 tefachim, let's say, v'she'in la shalosh tefanos, and another qualification, it's less than 3 walls, and v'she'chamasa meruba mitzilasa, or you have a sukkah that there's more sunlight in it than shade, right? We like to have the sukkah to be mostly shade. So in all these three cases, if you have one of these things, pesula, then the sukkah is going to be invalid. Let's say you have sukkah yeshana, but let's say you have an old sukkah. So what's an old sukkah? So we'll have to see in a second. But Beis Shammai posim, Beis Shammai say that this is going to be pasul, it's going to be considered an invalid sukkah. Say, no, it's okay. If you have an old sukkah, you're allowed to use it. But what in the world is an old sukkah to begin with? If you build your sukkah 30 days or more before Sukkot, then it's considered that you probably didn't have the right intent to build it for the mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to be considered kosher according to Beis Shammai, but according to Beis Hillel, it again will be considered kosher. But let's say you built your sukkah for 5780, right after Sukkot, so 5779, but you did it with the intention that it would be for the Sukkah of 5780. You for sure had the intention that you were going to build it for the Chag. In that situation, then even Beis Shammai would agree that it would be considered kosher. Mishnah Beis, let's say Ha'usa Sukkaso Tachas Ilan. Let's say you make your Sukkah under a tree. So what's going to be the halacha there? Ki'ilu Asa Pesoch HaBayis. Well, it says the Mishnah, don't do that because it's like you built the Sukkah inside of your house. You build the Sukkah inside of your house, it's going to be puzzle. Therefore, you also, and so too, if you build the Sukkah under a tree, it's also going to be puzzle. It's going to be invalid. Let's say Sukkah Al Gabe Sukkah. So this is a hard thing for us to imagine nowadays. How can in the world can you have a sukkah that's going to be sturdy enough that it's going to be on top of another sukkah? So obviously it goes to show you that the schachs that we have nowadays, for the most part, we use the mats from wherever we buy them from, the schach mats. So those things are flimsy, they can't hold anything up. But it seems like if you have a proper schach made according to the materials that we believe you can use according to halacha, then it could in theory hold up another entire sukkah structure, and the schach of the bottom one can serve as the floor for the top one. So let's say you do build one sukkah on top of another. Ha'elyona kasher, the upper one is going to be valid. Nothing wrong with that one. The tachtona pasul, but the one on the bottom is going to be invalid. Why? Because you have an entire sukkah on top of the other one. That doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda says, in diurin by Eliyona ha tachtona kasher. But let's say Rabbi Yehuda says, if you don't have anyone living in the sukkah on top, right? It's an empty sukkah. Maybe it's an invalid sukkah, whatever it is. In that situation, then the bottom sukkah will be kosher. Why will that be kosher? Because all you have is one sukkah that has a schach on it, and another sukkah that all that is above the bottom schach is another schach, and therefore it's going to be totally kosher. Everything is okay according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll do one more Mishnah Gimel. Let's say piras aleha sadin mipnei hachama. Let's say you spread a sheet over the top of the sukkah, or over the schach. And the reason why is because you want to prevent the sun from coming in. You don't want people to overheat. It's too hot. Or let's say you put the sheet underneath the schach. Why? Because you don't want leaves. Or, you know, there's always when you're sitting in the sukkah every day enjoying your nice chicken soup and a nice little leaf falls in, or a little branch from the schach falls in. You don't want that to happen. So you put a sheet underneath the schach. Or one more case, Oshaparas al gabe hakinuf. Let's say you have a nice bed, fancy bed. You have a nice big sukkah and you have a nice fancy bed. And on this bed, there is like a structure that's like a canopy structure. So you have like 4 poles coming out of each of the corners, and each of these poles are connected by other horizontal poles. So let's say you spread a sheet over that. So in other words, you have like another roof on top of you beneath the schach. So in that case, in all these three cases, pesula, this is going to be considered invalid. What would be permissible? Aval poris hu al gabi naklite hamita. If a person spread a sheet over a bed that has like 2 posts, so in other words, instead of your fancy 4 pole canopy bed, there's just like 2 poles that come out of the front and the back, and so you spread a sheet and it kind of forms like a tent structure. In this situation, this is going to be kosher. Why? Because you don't have another roof above you, you just have another little structure above you. And we say you can have a little structure above you as long as it's not like an actual roof. And therefore, in that situation, it would be totally kosher. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Daled. For now,